Zirid flew low and fast through Coruscant streets, wheeling around buildings, careening down alleys, descending into the lower levels as he went. Soon, the sky was lost to the density of structures above them. They were in an industrial underworld, a series of metal and duracrete tunnels that covered the entire planet.
"Anyone following?"
he said. Erin did not answer. She sat in the passenger seat and stared at her master's lightsaber hilt, as if she'd never seen it before.
"Erin, is anyone following?"
"No,"
she said, but did not look back. Zirid shot a glance behind them, above them, and saw no one. He let himself breathe easier.
"Blast, Erin. What were you doing?"
she answered in a tone as mechanical as a protocol droid's.
"What I came here to do, Zirid. Facing Malgus. What were you doing?"
"Helping you."
"I didn't need help."
"No?"
He stared at her across the speeder's compartment.
"No."
Zirid thought otherwise.
"Why'd you get in the speeder, Erin?"
"I didn't want you to get hurt. And I said I would help you get off planet."
"A lie,"
Zirid said.
"Why not just stay there and finish it?"
She looked away from him as she answered.
"Because."
"Because?"
"Because killing him is not enough," she blurted. "I want to hurt him."
She looked at her master's lightsaber hilt, to her belt, and looked over at Zirid.
"I want to hurt him like he hurt me. Like he hurt Master Zallo before he died."
"Erin, I don't have to be an empath to feel your ambivalence. Revenge."
She raised a hand to cut him off.
"I don't want to hear it, Zirid."
He said it anyway. He owed her as much.
"This doesn't sound much like you."
"We haven't seen each other in years," she snapped. "What do you know about me?"
The sharp tone cut him.
"Not as much as I thought, it seems."
For a time, silence sat between them like a wall.
"I hired on with the exchange for a good reason, I thought. To provide a good life for my daughter."
"Zirid,
just listen, Erin."
He took a breath to calm himself.
"And that one decision that seemed so right led me to running weapons and then to running spice. One decision, Erin. One act."
She shook her head.
"This isn't like that, Zirid. I know what I'm doing."
He wasn't so sure, but decided not to press further. He changed the subject.
"I think I can get us into the spaceport. There are ships there from Valor and Imperial troopers, but I have a plan.